is Minshi Kim, and my presentation is about sterol carrier protein gene from Manduca sexta. This is the first sterol carrier protein gene isolated from this species. Cholesterol is very important nutrients for insects. It is a structural component of cellular membrane. Also, it is a precursor to insect motor hormone ecdysone. But insects lost some enzymes, such as lanosterol synthase and squalene synthase. Those enzymes are very essential for cholesterol biosynthesis. So insects cannot synthesize cholesterol de novo and have to depend on dietary sources or symbiotic microbes. Also, we know that the midgut, insect midgut, is the main site for cholesterol absorption, but the mechanism in detail is not clear today. In vertebrate, sterol carrier protein has been speculated to play an important role in cholesterol absorption and intracellular transportation. It is known as non-specific lipid binding protein, and it has various ligands such as cholesterol and fatty acid and phospholipid. However, in insects, sterol carrier protein from the yellow fever mosquito bind to cholesterol and fatty acid as well. So to illustrate the mechanism of cholesterol absorption, we decided to isolate sterol carrier protein gene from Manduca sexta. This species is one of the major insect model system, and lipid metabolism is well studied in this species. For cDNA cloning, we used the PCR-based cloning strategies. First, we extracted total RNA from the midgut of Manduca larva, actually third day first instar larva, using triazole reagent. And then, first strand cDNA was synthesized using reverse transcriptase. For PCR reaction, we designed degenerate primer based on two Lepidopteran species, based on sterol carrier protein gene from two Lepidopteran species, Bombyx mauri and Spodoptera littoralis. The PCR product from here was cloned into vector and transformed and sequenced. Also, we did a 5' and 3' race to get a whole comprehensive cDNA sequence. Through this process, we got 2,000 base pair long nucleotide sequence. Now you are seeing this amino acid sequence of Manduca SCPX. SCPX gene encode a fusion protein of COLase domain and SCP domain at C-terminal. With this amino sequence, we investigate identity of Manduca SCPX with other insect SCPX. Whole SCPX sequence and theolase domain and SCP2 domain were compared separately. And result, as you can see here, SCPX showed high identity with other insect SCPX. Especially SCP2 domain was highly conserved, more than 90% with Lepidopteran SCP2 domain. And next, we analyze relative mRNA levels of Manduca SCPX using RT-PCR. Ribosomal protein RPS3, top lines of each pictures, was used as internal standard. We collected sample from 6 different tissues: midgut, hindgut, hemolymph, fat body, muscle, and epidermis. Also, we collected samples from 6 different stages. Six different developmental stage. First day first instar, third day first instar, fourth day fifth, wandering stage, and pupal stage. And RT-PCR results showed that relative mRNA level was highest in the midgut, especially during feeding stage. And this result coincide with the fact that the midgut is the main site for cholesterol absorption. Also, relative mRNA level was high in the midgut, just before and after larval molting. Based on this result, we concluded that Manduca SCPX has high identity with other insect SCPX. And second, the relative mRNA levels of Manduca SCPX was highest in the midgut, especially during feeding stage. And last, the peak expression in the midgut was 24 hours before and after larval molting. Based on this result, we will investigate ligand specificity of Manduca SCPX using recombinant protein. Also, we will investigate the interaction of Manduca SCPX with sterol carrier protein inhibitors. Actually, we have our lab have identified several chemical compounds that effectively killed the yellow fever mosquitoes. So we want to know how the interaction between the Manduca SCPX and sterol carrier protein inhibitors. And I hope the results from my research will provide us a new target site for insect pest control. And last, my project was supported by Department of Defense, DWFP project, and I'd like to thank Dr. Goodman for providing Manduca X, and also I'd like to thank Helena Wesley and Jeff Roach for their technical support. Thanks.
We didn't do.
And what's your explanation for the upregulation of this gene expression at the time of the
Actually, we didn't have enough time, so I think that will be a good thing for my future research.
Would it be possible to isolate the protein from midgut and find out what lipid it's binding in vivo?
For this protein? Actually, we don't know that. But actually, our lab isolated four or five sterol carrier protein from the yellow fever mosquitoes, and those proteins are binded to cholesterol and fatty. Actually, those proteins have ligand specificity, so some protein bind to cholesterol tighter than fatty acid, but in other proteins bind to tightly fatty acid more.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.